This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. An impression you might have while reading Leviticus is rules, rules, and more rules. This seems like living life in a straitjacket. It seems too restrictive, taking all the fun out of life. There's no room for experimentation. It's all too negative. If that's how you feel while reading this book, stop long enough to reflect on what God is saying. He's pointing out what to avoid if you don't want to be caught and hurt in unintended consequences. God wants you to discover life in its fullness as He planned it. He wants to protect you from the bitter consequences of self-gratification. He also wants to protect those around you. In fact, He wants them to experience the bountiful blessing He promised to pour out on the obedient and trusting heart. Most people do what feels good to them, what they, with their limited understanding, determine is okay. God, who knows how our actions and words ultimately affect us and others around us, instructs us how to live so we experience the best consequences. It's true today even as it was in Moses' day. Others often will not understand why you live the way you do. Short term, you might not see the benefits of standing on the principles of God, but in the end, you'll see that God knew what is best, and He wants His own to demonstrate His wisdom and love by living the way He directs them to. That's why He declares in Leviticus 20:26, "You are to be holy to me because I, the Lord, am holy, and I have set you apart from the nations to be my own."